This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let's go. Simon Yud, Hilchos Tzitzis. Oh, Hilchos Tzitzis. Says the halacha aleph. Simon Yud, halacha aleph. Talis she'en lo arba kanfes. What if you got a talis which does not have four corners? Ptura, then it's part of the tzitzis. We know that the halacha is that the tzitzis, you only chayav if the beged has four corners. If it hasn't got four corners, you're potter. Yesh lo yoseh me'arbo, if it has more than four corners, imagine a material, a clothing which has more than four corners, then you're chayav. V'oseh lo arba tzitzis yos ba'arba knofeh ha'meruchako zumizu yoseh. So then, amazing, if you put on, you've got a beged which has got five or six or seven corners, we'll see in the Shabura, then you need its chayav and tzitzis. So in other words, you can't be less than four. If it's three, then you're not chayav in tzitzis. If it's four, we all wear four-cornered garments. But actually, the halacha is that if it's five or six or seven, then you're chayav in tzitzis. It's a minimum of four. Where do you put the tzitzis? Says the Mechaba, meruchakos on the corners, which are meruchakos zumizumiyese, on the furthest corners. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, She'em Lo. Bein betchilas asiyosei, ubein shechotach achakach, knaf echod vaso ogul. Whether it was made like that, or you cut it and it had four corners, then you're chayv in tzitzis. But if it's less than that, then it's ptura mavu b'kra. Dechsev al arba kanfos susoscha on the four corners of garment. V'darshin b'sifri arba v'lo shalosh. It's got to be four corners and not three. V'yoseh me'arba marpi. How do you know that if it's got more than four corners, you're also chayv in tzitzis? Because it says asher t'chase, that you should cover it. So what about, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the ribui is to include if it's three, and the exclusion is the exclude is more. So the Gemara says, no, v'ibchalo nuchaloma shebichal chomish arbo, included in five is four. So if you've got a corner of five, or you've got a beggar of five or six or seven sides, so you've got four within it. But in the case where you've only got three, you haven't got four in that, and therefore it's dafka that way around. So you see that a beggar which has three corners, there is no chiyuv of tzitzis, but if it has four or more, then it is chayev. The lav dafka baalas chomish, lav dafka five, when the Mechaba says five, it's lav dafka, v'hu adin baalas sheish v'sheva, if it's got six or seven sides, that would also require tzitzis. Chayeves, v'yesh patron, and there are those who say that it is exempt, lochein ein lasus bas chomish lechatchila, and therefore you shouldn't lechatchila make a beged with five sides, and that's what we all do. All our tzitzis and the talis that we wear, of course, have four sides. If you take a look at dirshu number two, hainu, you shouldn't make it lechatchila one of five. Hainu, kedei lekayim mitzvah tzitzis lechol adet. In other words, to fulfill all opinions, we have four cornered garments. Ulam, the Indian bracha. Do you make a bracha if you've got a beged with five or six or seven corners? So he says, interestingly, ulam, the Indian bracha, mashmal halon, sheyochol levarich aleha. You can make a bracha on a beged which has five or more sides to it. Avul loif shekosav b'shalis shuvah chidush arim shemutzel choladeis, to wear it. In other words, to wear a five-cornered garment, there's no problem. Choladeis. Don't think to yourself, hey, maybe there's a problem of I'm wearing a beged which is not mechuyven. You know, which is because he'll say. Because according to those who say that you are chayev to wear tzitzis on a beggar which has got five or more begodim, so you put tzitzis on it. But the das ha-peturim, ein chayev is bechal tzitzis. It's not chayev in tzitzis at all. So therefore, there's no problem. L'fichach im hu lovish kvar, betalis acheres, yochlu lovish talis af zu af lechatchila. So therefore, even lechatchila, you can wear such a thing and you don't have to eat. What?
On Shabbos?
Yeah, because it's got a dim beggar.
And say we're walking in the street carrying them if it's not five.
Yeah, because it's got a dim beggar. So once it's got a din beged, and therefore there's no problem. Okay, let's carry on the Mishnah Berurah. Because according, so he says that according to the opinion which says you are, because you're saying why according to the Shitta that says you're potter on a beged which has more, then why should be able to do it? It seems that this is the mainstream view. I will have to wait till we get there. This is in Sif Cotton Hay. Okay, we'll have to wait till we see. Let's have a look and see if we've got name. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. But it could be that this is just the mainstream view and that we will make a bracha on it. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go back to Sif Katan Gimel. Chayeves. V'yesh parichin v'ein lasus bon at chamesh chadin. And therefore, you don't make five lecha p'chila. Because of our prima godim, the ladas ha-poitrin, oysen talitis k'tanim she'elonu. The little talisin, the talis, the sits, as we call it. She'yesh beis ha-tzava, which has got an opening at the neck. Mikol makum roiv sosum. The majority of it is sosum, is closed up. Or miu meirasha roiv pasuach. If it happens to be totally, you know, roiv is open. Yase, so he says bakelnes. That's the addition, the bottom in the translation. It's got savorin. You've got some sort of neck opening around it. Shoyisim achayotim ktsas ogol. That the tailors will make it a little bit round. But arba. But if you made it out of with five sides, then over mission with four with if you made Mosa Chomish, then it's a problem of Baltasif. So again, this is going on Dalad Vaisala Arba Sitzis. So you put, if you've got a beggar, let's say five or six or more corners, you put four sitzis on it. But if you were to put five sitzis on five of the corners or whatever, then says Mishnah Berurah, there's a problem of Baltasif. If you cut off one of them, then kashera. So long as the four sitzes on this five-cornered beged are on the furthest corners, which are further away from each other. You've got to try and make it, you know, that it's clearly visible that they're on the furthest corners of these begeds. Some say that that's minatera. V'yesh lahachme emefsha to be machme avelim kva nasek beknaf hakarov. That if you've already put the sitzes on a nearer corner, then v'yesh lesaken, it's not possible to fix it. Kagoyin shegizman tefila. You've got a talus with five corners, and you put the four sitzes on the nearest corners and not on the furthest corners. If you're going to miss tefila, yochel lismechal makilin levarach. You can be soich on the makilin and make a bracha on it. Okay, base. Yeshlo arba. What about the following situation? You've got a talus, or you've got a sitzis, and it's got four corners. V'chotach echod ba'alachsein. You then make a cut on the corner. V'asol shnayim. And now you've got two more sides. Hainas is balas chomesh. You've now got a beged with five. V'chayevis, and it's chayev in sitzis. Says Rashi. Echod ba'alachsein. Hu adin v'chotach shtei knofas ba'alachsein. So too, if you cut two corners in the corner, nasis balas shesh, and then it would you've got a six cornered garment. Also, it would be chayv in sitzis. Balas chomish says mishpura in sifkat and zayin v'chein im hoyelot tchila sholish. So too, if you have three corners, v'chotaf knaf achas l'shnayim, and you can then cut one of those that third corner to make two. So now you're okay. Nasis balas arba v'chayev es betzitzis. You've now got a four cornered garment. And then that is chayv and sitzis. It's got to be a significant cut that it's very clear and recognizable that it's now a four-cornered garment. But I'm a prima godim. You've got to cut away some of the beged. Not that it's just looking like two corners, that is, so you can sort of put them together and it looks like one. It's got to be a significant cut. If you just make a little snip and it's just like, you know, divided into two, it's got to be, you know, properly open in a proper four cornered garment. Okay, Gimel, halacha Gimel. Careful karnis taliso kshomim tafrom. Imagine you've got a talis and you turn over the corner and then you stitch it up. Has that made the ois talis? Has that made it no good now that you've got a three cornered baguette? You tie it or you stitch it. It's still not exempt from sitzis. Because if you don't need the corners, then just cut it away and throw it away. The very fact that you stitched it suggests that you're going to just unfold it and it's back to its normal state. Ella. Clearly, you're going to undo the stitching. It's as if you haven't got the stitching there, and it's still a four-cornered garment. You are allowed, therefore, to put the sitzis treated like a four-cornered garment, and therefore you're allowed to put the tzitzis there in the corner. Afla mat in the kesher agudel, even below the agudel. We'll come to these halachas later. It's got to be a thumb's breadth away from the corner of the baguette. You can even put it below that. So long as when you unfold it, the tzitzis are going to be above the corner. You can't put the tzitzis on the very bottom. Right? So here you folded it up, and it's okay to put it on the corner around at the bottom. Why? Because you're treating this baguette as if it's fully unfolded. So therefore it'd be okay. That's if it's stitched in like a circular fashion. But if it's in a square shape, kiven shegam ato yesh knaf, that now, right now, it's got a knaf. That's how a corner. That's how bush from Mogenavram to shy lahatzel shom hatzitzis bekefel. They say that you're actually allowed to put the tzitzis in the corner there. Avo pishiyus mishorches boyes mitzvas hakeren, even though it's more than the three etzboyes away from the corner, which ordinarily is not allowed. Kiven the tfira shari, because that tfira is considered okay. Many argue with this Lebush. They say that Tfir does not help here. They folded up the whole edge like a proper hem, and that's the derech of a Malbush. Here, it's different because you're only tying over a corner of a beggar, so it's not as significant, not as substantial. Halacha dalet, sif dalet. Says the Mechaber, talis shel beged uknofeh shelo. What if you've got a material, a talis made out of beged, let's say of wool, or you know, the like our normal talis, uknofeh shelo, but the corners are made out of ur. Chayeves, says the Mechaber, it's chayev in sitzis. What about the other way around? He shel ur, uknofeh shel beged, the actual body of the material is made out of ur, and the corners are made out of regular material, then Petura. How come? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shel Beged, Dichsiv Asher Techase Bo. The Pasuk says, you've got to cover yourself with it. Ve'einot miskase ala be'ikar beged, Hilke chazine basrei. And therefore, you can only use a beged, which is the normal material, the wool. Then if the main material is wool, the main talis is made out of wool, and just the corners are, then that's not a problem, and we go after the majority. The majority is okay, and therefore it's chayv and tzitzis. Continues the Mishnah. Even if the majority of the beged is circular, but you've squared it up by putting the corners made out of leather, still chayv, because the bosa ikka beged azin, and the bosa and the ikka is proper material. Tziv kotinyut, or knofeh shelar. So long as the rive is beged, is good material, and if other stuff is non-talisable material, even if it's not in the corners, you're still chayvin sittis. What about the other way around? If it's primarily, but the knofeha or shel beged, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mudala, for huadinim rak rive hatalis shel ur. The majority of the talis is made out of leather. Afal gav shegam b'miyot habeged yesh b'shir talis, potem is sittis. The kivin sheikah malbush ena elish habeged lo kivin be al kanfei bigdehim. This sort of skin material is potza afilim drabonim. The ena klal bichlal beged. It's not considered a beged at all. The chenatim betalis the chetachtov tofu bar. So too, you can have a talis which you've got sort of skin underneath it. Also chayevas. Because that you always go after the top, that's the ikka. What about all the round? If the top is shelar, it's good. Let's just do one halacha. Halacha hey sifhei. How you lost shalish knafos? If you've got three corners in your baguette, but also by him shalish tzitzis, interesting halacha, and then you've got three tzitzis, v'shuv also lo knaf, and you go to the tailor and he squares it up for you and makes a fourth corner, but also by tzitzis, and then you take on the tzitzis. What do you reckon? It works or doesn't work?
No.
Good. Why? Ksula. Mishum taaseh v'lo mina osu. It's taaseh v'lo mina osu. You've got to have a four-cornered garment, and then on that four-cornered garment, you put on the tzitzit. But if you've got a beged of three corners, and with three tzitzits on it, and then you change the beged and put on the fourth corner, that's not taaseh v'lo mina osu. You've got to actually put on a completed beged. It says in Mishum Bura, Shalosh knafes, afilu im etchila hoyilu arba knafes ima tzitzit. Even if you've got four corners with tzitzits, ma'acha kach nechtaf knaf echot, Benase ogle, you know, you had an accident or whatever, and something cut away a corner, and it's sort of rounded it into an ogle, and therefore it's not chayev. After ba'isak naf tikin achach, even if you fix the corner again, repair it. Mikol makom edu hagimel sitzis mimel nisbatlu. Those three corners are now bottle. Could the mukhach nakam besimet tezvav sif gimel? So what are we going to do? You've got to undo the sitzis and you've got to retie them. Sholish sitzis. Lab bafkish also gimel sitzis nasu harebu psipisol. Dainu kaidim shnasis basarba. El afilu lo kosher el keshe echod in chulios vaka chishtim av akrav es gam posel the nami posel is akeshe v'tzorech latir lachzak shor le kosher. Lab bafka three. Even if you've got one corner which had sitzis on it, you've got to undo that one and put that back on. Mishum taase rotzolei madichsiv gedilim taase lecho al arba kamdois mashma sheyu aknofes asuyus arba kredim shnasa sitzis. You've got to have four cornered garments and then you put the sitzis on top of it. Not that you can do the sitzis and then create the corners. Again, you've got to undo them and reapply them once you've got a four-cornered garment. But dafka sholish sitzis v'sherim shatzel sonay v'posel, dafka when the first three were done, but if you've got a three-cornered baguette and you've got three sitzis on it and you make it into a fourth baguette and you put the fourth corner on, that one's okay. Because you put sitzis on the four-cornered baguette. It's the first three you've got to take off and re-tie those. Right? So in other words, you had a three-cornered baguette, you've got three sitzis on those, no good. So you then change the baguette, make a four-cornered baguette, you put the fourth sitzis on the fourth corner, so that one's okay because you've put sitzis on the four corner baguette. It's the first three which are problematic, which you've got to undo those and then reapply them. Okay, say to Solomon.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.